As immigrant children fled the border, we check in with the young adults who are part of the Somali immigrant community in San Diego. And as we debate the fate of unaccompanied minors along the border, we take a look at what the future may hold for young immigrants in the West. Megan Burks of KPBS reports.
Young men and women all over are beginning to pack up their childhood bedrooms and head off to college. But for many Somali refugee girls, they're breaking ties with more than just the comforts of home. They're breaking cultural norms. Speak City Heights reporter Megan Brooks looks at a rapid cultural shift that has Somali girls outpacing their male counterparts.
So I got honor roll, and then I got these awards for my teachers. I got one in econ.
18-year-old Khadija Osman just graduated from Arroyo Paseo Charter High School in City Heights. She's heading to UC Merced in the fall to study biochemistry. In Somalia, where her family is from, girls were much less likely to go to school than boys. Here in the United States, the girls are surpassing the boys in school. Generally, boys are more likely to drop out of school than girls. But leaders in the local Somali community say anecdotally that refugee boys are at a much higher risk of dropping out than the overall community. They say boys often are drawn into fights and, like many refugees, lack resources and struggle with language. For Osman and other Somali girls, the gender shift is tricky to navigate. Her family relies on her to help with the children, as is customary in the Somali culture.
There's girls who would love to go to college, but because of all the responsibilities put on us, you know, as like, you know, taking care of the house and helping parents with translations and appointments, you know, we're not able. And it's annoying because a lot of the guys take it for granted.
Osman believes that's why some refugee boys drop out. School is just not a priority for them. But Oliva Espin has a different take on why boys have a harder time than girls. She's a professor emerita at San Diego State who studies psychology in immigrant women.
Women find jobs immediately because women clean, cook, take care of children, take care of old people. They do the same thing they had always done.
Refugee men, on the other hand, often have skills or degrees that don't quite translate to the U.S. job market. Espin's own father worked as a lawyer in Cuba, but had to get a job sorting mail in the U.S. She says boys often see their fathers and older brothers stagnate, while girls see their mothers and sisters rising to meet the challenges of living in a new country.
Well, the women have to do things that they would not have done back there in terms of supporting the family, and the girls are seeing that. The other thing is most teachers are women. Boys don't have that many role models.
I head over to the Little Mogadishu district of City Heights to talk with Nuria Abshuro and her daughter Isha Aweso. East African shops, a mosque, and dozens of more recent Somali refugee families fill three or four blocks here. Both Aweso and Abshuro still wear headscarves and vibrant traditional dresses. But Abshuro is having to come to terms with her daughter's less traditional choices, including the sparkling stud in her right nostril. I ask Aweso to ask her mom, who doesn't speak English, whether she approves of the piercing.
She said it's good. It looks
did
fine.
Did she really say
that? Well, she was laughing, and then she did say, right now, she's like, I told you not to get it. I'm like, I told her that. I told her that you told me not to get it. But I asked her. I wanted it.
Like, turns out Abshuro did give her permission, and she's in full support of her daughter pursuing a college degree. Abshuro says she's really happy her daughter can go to school and get a job. It's something she wanted for herself, but by the time her family earned enough money to enroll her, she had to flee to a refugee camp in Kenya. Khadija Osman says a college degree will enable her and other Somali girls to play an even larger role in supporting their families.
The thought of telling my dad I want to go away for college was kind of terrifying. But then I spoke to him and I told him I want to go there. And he was like, at this point, he was like, you know, I trust you. So he gave me his blessings.
Both Khadija Osman and Isha Aweso say they hope to become high school teachers, serving as role models for the refugee girls and boys that come after them. Megan Burks, KPBS News.
That story came to us from the Fronteras Changing America Desk, a collaboration among KNPR and six other stations across the Southwest.